You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Has traffic ever fooled you? Like yesterday, the traffic in the middle of the afternoon, I said, it's got to be Friday. It's got to be Friday. I'm calling Friday. It's Friday traffic. But alas, it was not Friday. Today is Friday, though. I'll talk about the smoke coming up after Russ does the weather on the way. You know, we all remember taking the road test years ago when you had to tell the sign, triangular sign, that's got to be some kind of a warning. Rectangular is information sign, right? We all know the stop sign. Based on how it looks, there's a sign that's getting a lot of attention because apparently it's not in use, and it says it's not in use. It's a highway sign. It's a red highway sign. It says sign's not in use. And you're like, but and everybody jumped all over because, oh yeah, it is in use because you've got a message on it, so the sign's in use, right? So that's good. I'm glad we're keeping people distracted by a sign that's not in use. Okay, you notice, if you notice this notice, then you'll notice this notice wasn't really worth noticing, one person joked. Sign's not in use, which means the statement on the sign is false, which means it is in use. I'm glad the sign is in England, but who knows, around New York City, they may have a sign like that. I actually don't know. But now, first thing I was reminded of, it's like when people say, there's no certain truth, right? You just stated a certain truth.
Amen.
Right? Yeah.
Amen.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
Cup of Joe Morning Show. Yes. Why in the world would a nursing home build a bus stop that was fake? Good morning. Well, there is a nursing home for people with dementia in Germany. It set up a fake bus stop to prevent dementia patients from just wandering off. See, nursing homes can be pretty uncomfortable places. When people with memory loss feel disoriented or upset, they often have the urge to just go home and leaving the nursing home and then needing to be found by local authorities and be brought back to the care facility. So this German nursing home set up a fake bus stop outside of the nursing home where patients who had the desire to leave would go and sit and wait for the bus to take them home. The staff could then go out to the bus stop and talk to the disoriented person, tell them that they had missed the bus or the bus is coming back later, and invite them inside for a cup of tea. The program was so successful, many other dementia care facilities copied it and expanded on it. I'm glad it was successful. They said a lot of times patients go out there, you know, whether it's the bus stop, they sit there and then they forget why they're there and they just come back inside, but they have a place to go. In fact, some of the nursing homes have put the bus stops right in the garden.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
I smelled it coming through Red Hook way early this morning. It's coming out of my neighborhood. A little foggy. This time of year, it's not unusual to have fog. So I did. I think it's a combination of fog and some Canadian wildfire smoke. It's listed on my app. My weather app there has a thing where you can check air quality. So unfortunately, it's drifted east from western New York yesterday over more into the Hudson Valley, you know. But so just be careful. I would say if you can smell it, then you would know. Then you'd be a little uncomfortable being outside, you know. So good day to have the filtered air going inside. So what's happened at this town, Allendale, New Jersey, which is just over the New York border. There's near Franklin Lakes and stuff. So you guys may be in the listening area, so if you're listening, hang on. The North Highlands High School, must be a pretty good-sized high school. They had a graduating class of 340 students this year, 340 graduating, and 22 twins. What? 11 sets of twins. I intensely looked at the photograph trying to pick out identical twins because they didn't say they were identical. The fun really starts when it's identical twins. Believe me, I know. Adrian, who was here, was an identical twin, although I never saw her in person with her sister, although I've seen photographs. I had a pastor who was an identical twin. I've seen his brother. I met him in the usual way, you know, where you see pastor in a sports shirt. And then you, literally a minute later, you go upstairs and there's him again with a suit on. And it just wrecks your mind there. Nate, I just saw Nate. Nate and Matt, they're young identical twins, who I never get right. Never. So they have fun with all that. But I don't know what's going on in Allendale, their North Highlands High School. There's some factors that make it so you might, but they are way above the average. Back in the class of 2021, they had 16 sets of twins. 16 sets of twins. He said, I guess because of the pandemic thing, we kind of overlooked it. And then the principal was looking into the students that are there now. The sophomore class has 11 sets of twins from the same school in the same town. I know what Barney would say.
Nip it in the bud.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
I am Joe. Cup of Joe Morning Show. Here we go. Independence Day. It always comes up like, bam, that, right? Like the high school graduation. They were just born 2 years ago. They're graduating. Yeah, it's the way it is. Well, I want to bring in Emerson Collins out for the share a few thoughts on freedom in Christ as we celebrate our freedom. I know he's works for Focus on the Family, and he's a project manager for a really cool thing called Bring Your Bible to School Day. But Emerson, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about you. Why don't you let us know a little bit about Emerson Collins?
I've been in Colorado Springs for a while now. Big outdoors guy. Love the Bible, love God's Word, of course. I'm actually in my pastoral residency program at my church, kind of hopefully aspiring to be a pastor someday, and to continue to inspire people to treasure God and treasure His Word. I'm also getting married, this is crazy, on July 8th. So that's in it's like 10 days now.
Well, congratulations. Wow.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Yeah, people are just so amazing, including Emerson Collins. It's amazing. So what is biblical freedom? What does it mean when the Bible says, for freedom Christ has set us free?
Yeah. As we meditate on this freedom that we have here in this country, I first just want to say we should definitely celebrate and praise the Lord for that. That is such a beautiful thing that is worth celebrating on this 4th of July with our families and over hot dogs and barbecue.
Right.
But freedom in Christ is something as believers we should celebrate every single day because Christ died so that we could experience the freedom from sin and death. And this is something that is so much more powerful than even just individual liberties and even religious freedoms and whatnot. Christ set us free from the bondage and the shackles of sin. And when we take a moment just to grasp that type of freedom, it ought to produce just incredible thankfulness and worship in our hearts.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
I am Joe. Welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. And so Midday Cafe with Jack, relatively new. Jack's not new. Been around a while. So his wife, Teresa, there, Teresa's mom has been sick for a while, battling that, you know, treatments and all that. And she's in the last stages of life on this earth. So she's about ready to go through what we all will, probably. And it can be a little uncertain, but she hasn't eaten anything for a couple of days. She's probably in the final stages. They went to visit her, which is quite a trip, and they were coming back home, and his wife, Jack's wife, Teresa, called the mom, and the aunt answered the phone. She was upset and said, she's doing really bad. So they turned around and went back. They got there, and their mom, typical, I've heard this many times, people would say, oh, hey, you're back. Okay, you know, very lucid and awake and stuff and glad that you're there. And then kind of very soon slip back to the way she was, non-responsive. And that's what she's doing. So just keep your prayers for Jack and Teresa and all the family that love Teresa's mom. Of course, we do. You know, she is going to be in heaven. You think about the reuniting and stuff. So, you know.
Put your toes in the sand or in the pool and let this music keep you cool from head to toe.
The sound of life.
And so, as Jack said, she knows both her girls are with her, and they've seen God's hand of provision every step of the way. So that's certainly our prayer for the family there. So,
a great way to start your day, the Cup of Joe Morning Show.
I am Joe, Cup of Joe Morning Show. I'm going to check in with Russ Merle here in a moment. Just be aware of maybe some smoke in the area. And I say that because we're kind of on the border. Some of the listening area, it would just be like a hazy day maybe. If you can smell it, which I did earlier this morning in some places, you'll know it. So there won't be any doubt about it. Then you probably want to limit your time outside. Okay. Summertime is here. I'm just thinking, I was looking at what these two astrophysicists said real quick about the human cell, and I always think about Charles Darwin, because if you've gotten into what he has said about the origins of life, remember, he had no idea of the microscopic world, which just totally opened up life in a whole new venue. We can see what we never knew before, certainly even in the early 1900s, but he was in the mid-1800s. He had no idea. He probably, if he could look at what Geraint Lewis and Luke Barnes can look at, he would probably say what they say. These astrophysicists define life as a miracle of complexity. Cells have machinery for moving themselves, tagging and transporting other molecules, processing food, defending against invaders, DNA replication and repair, creating proteins as well as receiving and sending outside messages. Finally, cells can also duplicate themselves in a very short amount of time. And they both say computers created by humans, they're good. Oh, yeah. But they don't even come close to this.
The sound of life.
Hey, I am Joe. Always sounding funny. It's Cup of Joe Morning Show. You listen up, all right? Lee Belznick was a blind man who would sit at the corner every day to sell donuts and cake. As he waited shivering, some local thieves would secretly sneak up to the tray and grab a donut, run away until the tray was empty. Lee would go home almost every day penniless. One day, all that changed. A man named Zev Muscat heard about what was happening and decided to approach the blind elderly man. After some casual conversation, Zev paid him for a piece of cake and walked home. The next morning, Zev was at that street corner bright and early before any of the thieves had a chance to get there, and he told Lee he enjoyed the cake so much that he wanted to buy the entire tray. And he took all the bakery items he bought and distributed them to poor people throughout the city. And this routine repeated itself day after day, week after week. One of the people who watched this incredible act of kindness ask him, why don't you just send the money every week instead? And Zev responded, you know, it's difficult enough that the man can't see. Do I have to take away the rest of his joy of living? Zev continued this until one day the elderly man was no longer there. He had passed away the night before. Certain that he was a successful businessman and not just another blind beggar. You see, when you empower others, you give them a sense of purpose and fulfillment, and you can help them achieve their true potential.
The sound of life.
Well, today I'm sure that something's going to get in your mind. It has to, right? Otherwise, I mean, it works. Otherwise, there wouldn't be ads all over the place and things like that. People like me talking to you. Things get in your mind, and you're responsible for that. You have a lot to say so. See, if you fill your mind with the Word of God, you're in good shape. But there's an enemy out there that's trying to fill it with fear, anxiety, stress, worry. You know that. You've been there. And temptation. And you know what? That's all a lie.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.